This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I recently returned from working in a rural community hospital in the southwest portion of Uganda, where Uganda, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo intersect. This will be the first of two segments looking at rural healthcare in Uganda. The hospital where I worked is a 12-hour drive from Kampala, the capital of Uganda. The last third of the long drive is along an incredibly poorly maintained road requiring a four-wheel drive vehicle. Logs, large ditches the size of small houses, and motor vehicle accidents substantially slow the already long drive. The people in the area are primarily farmers and herders who live simple lives with no electricity or running water. Along the roads, you pass children and adults carrying large plastic yellow containers of water or stacks of wood on their head, often walking several kilometers to their homes. The area is adjacent to the Buindi Impenetrable National Forest, a World Heritage Site. The hospital has 112 beds, a well-equipped neonatal unit, and is a teaching site for nurses, medical students, and nurse midwives. The hospital was started 20 years ago, in part, to care for the Batwa, the local indigenous people. Over the past 20 years, Uganda has had some major health achievements. For example, life expectancy in Uganda has increased by 18 years, from 49 to 67. However, in rural areas, for people like the Batwa, life expectancy seems stuck at around age 30. The Batwa don't take advantage of modern healthcare. One in four Batwa women use family planning compared to one in four of other Ugandans. And over a third of Batwa children die before the age of five. In these rural areas, diarrhea and malaria are the biggest health problems, but both are preventable illnesses. Dr. Mugisha Obed is a physician at the community hospital and explains common childhood problems.
As far as care of children is concerned, the most common problem are pneumonias, malarias, HIV-associated opportunistic infections.
For adults, there is another preventable problem.
Road traffic accident is probably the leading cause of mortality in this country. A big percentage of head injuries and fractures are caused by road traffic accident. And the majority of the leading causes of road traffic accidents are borders, motorcycle means of transport.
When villagers are not walking, motorcycles, or what they call bodabodas, serve as the local taxi. Not only do bodaboda accidents account for most adult deaths, but they also result in serious disabilities that keep people from meaningful work in the future.
The major problem is the majority of the bodaboda riders are not trained. They are not licensed, so they don't have a very good expertise. People don't use a helmet. People ride when they are drunk.
Neither bodaboda drivers nor passengers wear helmets, and there are often 3 to 4 people riding on one motorcycle. Despite the progress that Uganda has made on health, accidents, malaria, diarrhea, and HIV are all preventable, and prevention is far easier and less expensive than treatment. But prevention is not just the domain of medicine. It requires a multidisciplinary team of health experts, government leaders, and leaders from local indigenous communities. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.